And we start the week on Culture File with a hop-on, hop-off tour of the familiar unfamiliar. For her latest excursion, Jennifer Walsh has been looking around places that she lives and works and finding regular overlaps with places that are totally imaginary. This is Jennifer Walsh's Things No Things.
Last year, I began a professorship at the University of Oxford. One of the many notable things about teaching at Oxford is that it's a university, which is a town, which is also a massive tourist attraction. As winter has eased into spring, the constant flow of tourists has turned into a flood. And what's curious is that for many of these visitors, the chief attraction of Oxford is not its rich history, its position as one of the oldest universities in the world. Instead, the main draw is that it's the staging ground for a wide variety of fictional universes. Rushing from one end of the town to the other between classes, I come across one tour group following the trail of Harry Potter locations, another focusing on where Inspector Morse was filmed, and a third obsessed with Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. Fans flock to the pubs J.R.R. Tolkien frequented, to the cafe where R.F. Kuang's characters eat their favourite scones. Behind the scenes, in the areas where the public are not permitted to go, this strange feeling of history overlaid with different layers of fictions persists. Turning a corner at Christchurch, I run into the staircase from Hogwarts. Trying to find the toilet at New College, I pass through the cloisters from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. For some, it's a little too uncanny, a little too like living in a dark academia Tumblr thread. But luckily for me, I've been trained for this. How? By living in the northwest of Ireland. In Roscommon, in Leitrim, in Sligo, I'm surrounded by locations that have been immortalised in fiction. These places aren't as famous as the City of Dreaming Spires, but for me, they are just as iconic. The barracks, close to Knockvicker, which feature in John McGahern's That They May Face the Rising Sun. The cafe in Carrick and Shannon, which is a focal point in Kevin Barry's The Coast of Leitrim. The roundabout come megalithic passage tomb come crucifixion tableau in Sligo, which Louise Kennedy's characters look out on, and Annie Farmhouse, which has the potential to be the staging ground for June Caldwell's Leitrim Flip. All these writers have taught me to live more deeply, to look at a place and not just read the history in it, but also to read the myth, the fictional potential. The lives, both real and imaginary, the vast universes that can be sparked off by rooting yourself in the here and now. These stories have taught me that a place does not need to be grand or even particularly notable to inspire. That a petrol station off the N4 has the same potential as a cathedral.
Jennifer Walsh there with her latest Things No Things. As ever, to follow the complete Things No Things journey and find all your other Culture File favourites, subscribe now to the podcast. If you check out the Culture File page on the Lyrics site, there's all the info and links you'll need for that.